I would like Reverend Alex Awad, I forgot to ask you to join us up here, so please join us here. As he make his way up here, I would like to ask you respectfully, please turn your cell phones off or put them in vibrate. This way we do not interrupt the ceremony. أرجاء إطفاء السيل فونز حتى ما يصيرش إزعاجات خلال القداس. At this time, I would like to call upon Pastor Alex Howard, the pastor of deans of the dean of students at the Bethlehem Bible College, also the nephew of Reverend Kotab.
قال يسوع أنا هو القيامة والحياة من آمن بي ولو مات فسيحيا. Paul also wrote to Timothy, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Let's pray. Almighty God, we invite your presence among us this morning. We want to thank you for this celebration of the life of Reverend George Kotab. We thank you for the way that you found him. We thank you for the way that you led him throughout his life. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for all the people that he touched. We thank you for the joy that was shining through his life and throughout his life. Lord, as we gather together this morning, we pray that his memory will be celebrated in our hearts and in our minds. I pray, Lord, for Mrs. George Kotab, for all the boys, all the girls, all the grandchildren, all his loved ones. I pray, Lord, that you will keep them, comfort them. May your Spirit, the Spirit of God, give them all the condolence and the comfort that they need at this time. Lord, also help us to look at the witness and the legacy that George Kotab have left for all of us. And may we love the Jesus that he loved. And may we follow the Jesus that he followed. And may we be faithful to Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that George Kotab has been faithful to. And so, Lord, we thank you for this life. We celebrate this great ministry. And we look to you, Lord, for your comfort. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please join us and let us sing together. What a friend we have in Jesus. Ya tura ayu sadiqin.
Thank you.
At this time, I invite Reverend John Hult, pastor of Calvary Assembly of God, this church, which we thank you very much for allowing us to use this church. Please.
Good morning. On behalf of the Calvary Assembly Church family, we offer our condolences to the entire Katab family. Pray that the God of all comfort will just surround you with his loving kindness, with his tender mercy during this time. George was a vital part of this congregation, and he blessed our lives in many ways. And before I read the scripture this morning, one of the things that we all remember about George is that he loved to tell stories. And often his stories had a humorous note to them. And the morning that I told this story that I'm about to share, he met me at the door and he said, "I really liked that story." And it's a true story, and I'll just share it. A bank in Binghamton, New York had some flowers sent to a competitor who had recently moved into a new building. There was a mix-up at the flower shop, and the card with the arrangement read, "With our deepest sympathy." The florist was greatly embarrassed, and he apologized, but he was even more embarrassed when he discovered that the card that was intended for the new bank was attached to a floral arrangement that was sent to a local funeral home in memory of a loved one, and that card read, "Congratulations on your new location." And I think very biblically we could say this morning, George, congratulations on your new location. Congratulations on your new location, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Psalm 90, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, 'Return to dust, O sons of men.' For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning, though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you." And then reflecting on all those truths, the psalmist says, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." May God bless his word to our understanding today.
We're glad to have with us today Bishop Freeman Miller, who oversees a number of the Mennonite churches in the area, and also Reverend George Kutab was the pastor of Salam Arabic Mennonite Church, was overseen by the bishop. So please come.
I also greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and extend our deepest sympathies, condolences, prayers, and also rejoicing to the entire Katab family and extended family and friends. On behalf of all the Mennonite churches in the area, we extend our prayers and sympathies to you. We will miss Brother George. He was an integral part of our fellowship. He didn't miss any of our meetings if he could make it. And often we had to give him a ride just because there was no other way. I'm so happy this month, he was with us for our pastor's prayer gathering. And I had a good time picking him up, taking him home, sharing stories. And little did I know, this would be my last time with Brother George. I also feel an extra special touch this morning because exactly 1 year ago today, we buried my father. Exactly 1 year ago on the 24th, the same day as Brother George died, my father died. So 1 year ago, I was standing in Ohio giving tribute to my father. And now I'm also honored to give a word of tribute to another spiritual father, which I will deeply, deeply miss. Just reflecting on the word of God that we read, or that Pastor Holt read a moment ago, I want to say that whenever any of the people that I know and love go on to be with the Lord, I always get drawn to Psalm 90. So I wanted to just reflect for a few moments on this word from God's word, which opens by saying, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. And that may be easy to read, easy to say, but when you stop and think about it, it is profoundly, profoundly true. For those of us who believe, our dwelling is in God. It is not in any earthly location. So we may think we live in Philadelphia, or Jerusalem, or Bethlehem, or Jordan. There may be many painful moves in this world, and we think we have our house and our home just right, but the truth is, our dwelling is in God alone. And that is, I think, one of the reasons why Brother George could feel so at home wherever he was and instantly become part of the fellowship, and people loved him as if he had been there all along, because his home truly is in God. It speaks here about all generations, and I have met this wonderful family on many occasions, and also the Eliakim family and some others who I realize have been passing this faith on for generations, both in the Holy Land, which I've never had a privilege to meet, and Brother George wanted me to go with him in May. I was beginning to make some plans to see if I could work it out this year. I knew it would be a challenge because everyone who went with him came back saying it was a wonderful trip, but nobody could keep up with Brother George. Well, I don't know when I will get a chance, but it won't be with Brother George, but that's all right. But they've passed this faith on for so many generations, and that is a tremendous gift. We've learned to share tears and laughter with the generations, and we want to carry on that legacy that he left. It even says here that before the mountains were born, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We can't imagine that long a time. Before there even were any mountains, God is. He said, my name is I Am. And he has always been, always will be. The three great world religions that go by the book and by the one God, monotheistic religions, Islam and Judaism and Christianity, all look to this one God who created everything before there even were mountains. I know that for centuries, every congregation gathering of Hebrews begins with Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. And we all know that Brother George carried that legacy everywhere he went. He talked about his God. He couldn't be quiet. And we also celebrate with him today this great God who created us, who imagined us even before the mountains were created. Then it reminds us here that we will turn back to dust. That is why every funeral is a sermon. We cannot go to a funeral without remembering our bodies are dust. We're very temporary. We're only here for a moment. In fact, this psalm makes it seem even shorter than it feels. It's like a day, and in the morning you rise up, evening is poof, it's gone. We need to remember that our days are numbered and they're very short. And we must make them count, as it tells us here. In fact, it says that 1,000 years in God's eyes are like one day, and one day like 1,000 years, which is one reason why we need to learn from history, because the many things that happened can instruct us today as well. But our life is short and fleeting, and as this psalm says, it's full of groans, but it's also full of laughters. We end our days with a groan. I hope when I go, I can go like Brother George. I don't know if he even groaned. It sounds like he just sat down, and that was it. In fact, when you called me, I was in Pittsburgh at a conference, and I could hardly eat my dinner. I just kept thinking, he just went, just like that. And the next morning, I woke up and wrote a letter to him, a goodbye letter. I just couldn't imagine him just going like that. It seemed like we should have had some preparation. On the other hand, what a wonderful way to go. If, as Brother George did, we make our days count and every day is for the Lord, then one day, whenever that day is, it could be today, whenever God calls us, we'll be ready and on our way. In fact, I began my letter by saying, "Goodbye, George, my dear brother and fellow minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, you suddenly took off for heaven without notice, and I now feel a great big hole in my heart." And that's true. I just had to weep with sadness and joy when I got that call. Finally, I want to remind us that verse 12, as Pastor Holt read, says, "Teach us to number our days aright, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Or another translation says, "Teach us to count our days, that we may be gain a wise heart." I don't know if you've counted your days. I've started counting mine. Today is day 23,133 for me. If I did my math right, I may be off a couple. 23,133 days God has given me on this earth. What a rich treasure. And I hope I don't waste too many of them. Every day should count. Teach us to number our days. I counted my father's days. He had 30,805. So if I live as long as my father, I still have maybe 7,000 some days to go. What does it mean to number your days? Brother George had 30,570, if I counted right. But again, it may be off by a few. But to count our days is one way of saying make every day count. Make it an important one. Don't waste it. Spend it for the Lord. Only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. I am just so honored to reflect on these verses together with you and challenge all of us to keep the legacy of Brother George and his family alive by also running the race with joy. Now, there is a verse that many of us have memorized from the Bible. "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith," from Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Somehow, when my wife reminded me of this verse in reflecting on Brother George's life, it just seemed like the right verse to end with. Let us run with endurance the race. That was our Brother George. And as he ran, he shared the word and the love. And even on his back, even in the hospital bed, he would engage the nurses and doctors and he would tell them, "Do you know what a true friend is?" A true friend is somebody who loves you even when they know all your faults. And almost always he said, "I would love to know such a friend. How can I find such a friend?" And then he would start gently sharing them the love of Jesus, who loves us no matter what. So I want to encourage the family and all of us to carry this legacy on and to keep praying for peace in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem, in Philadelphia, and wherever we live. Brother George reminded us, no matter what we were celebrating, don't forget to pray for peace in the Middle East. And with recent developments, we need to pray that more than ever. So may the peace and comfort and joy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with the family and all of us. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. But also, Reverend Alex just informed me that Bishop Yunan, Bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Jordan, Palestine, and Israel, sent his condolences, and he was a student at the Sunday school where Reverend Kutab taught in the Nazarene Church in Jerusalem. So I'm sure he will miss him dearly. At this time, we will hear to a solo song. It is "Will With My Soul" by Gene Bond.
I have to say before I sing this that I didn't know George personally as well as I would have liked. But I know that he loved the Lord with all of his heart, and I know he loved to worship. And I know him best because of a precious friend who I know would not be as she is if it were not for her father and her mother. So for Sister Phoebe and for the rest of the family, I offer you this song. Maybe. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Everybody sing this with me. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Amen.
George and Frusina were blessed with 24 grandchildren, and Sylvia is the oldest of them who will speak on their behalf.
You've passed your faith through the generations. In all that you do, you put your trust in the Lord. You've shown us the Lord's light in all that it is, and how it's been used as a double-edged sword. While teaching us Arabic was your assumed role, keeping our religion and morals was your main goal. When it came to fun and games, Cito always had something up his sleeve, from Shehspesh to Four Kings and all that's in between. He constantly quizzed us on the Bible and taught us how to swim, but never in my life have I seen Cito in a gym. We couldn't leave the table unless in our plates we saw our reflection, and if we were to finish first, we'd have to tell a story in full description. From playing with the peacocks or to his beloved garden he would roam, he loved to tell us stories and taught us all, Jesus and the family, happy, happy home. You pass from this life on angels' wings that unfold. You move to the kingdom of years past untold. The day that you left us, you left in no great pain. Endless tears that were shed were of love, not in vain. When you look at a candle, think of Cito. He never stopped dancing, never stopped shining, and could light up any room. He showed us God's light and will always be there to warm our souls and let us know that it'll all be all right.
I think that was beautiful. Thank you, Sylvia. A scripture reading will be delivered to us by Dr. George Kelsey, a friend of Pastor Kutab.
نقرأ بكلمة الله من رسالة بولس الرسول إلى أهل كورنثس الرسالة الثانية والأصحاح الخامس لأننا نعلم أنه إن نقد بيت خيمتنا الأرضي فلنا في السماوات بناء من الله بيت غير مصنوع بيد أبديا فإننا في هذه أيضا نئن مشتاقين إلى أن نلبس فوقها مسكننا الذي من السماء وإن كنا لابسين لا نوجد عرة فإننا نحن الذين في الخيمة نئن مثقلين إذ لسنا نريد أن نخلعها بل أن نلبس فوقها لكي يبتلع المائت من الحياة آمين الله يبارك لنا كلمته
The Reverend Asper Ajaj is the pastor of the Arabic Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., who will share with us a few words in the Arabic language.
Jonathan, David, Sam, Daniel, and Lydia, Phoebe, and Grace, and our dear sister, Frosine, and all the Nashawat, and all the Kutab, Bahubni Awul Ishi, لماذا الدموع وقد قام يسوع؟ لماذا الدموع وقد قام يسوع؟ إن كلمة الرب تقدم لنا كلمات رائعة جدا وتعزينا في هذه الأوقات التي نرى واحد من أحبائنا قد انتقل من هذه الديار الفانية إلى الديار الباقية تقول كلمة الرب أن الصديق واثق عند موته الصديق واثق عند موته وبولس الرسول يقول لي اشتهاء أن أنطلق وأكون مع يسوع ذلك أفضل جدا مش أفضل لكن أفضل جدا فأخونا الأسيس جورج الآن يجلس عند قدمي الرب يسوع المسيح وقلبه مملوء بالشكر والثناء لمخلصه الذي صرف حياته في خدمته نشكر الرب من أجل هذه الحياة التي قضاها خادما للرب يسوع المسيح الذي افتداه بدمه الثمين بولس الرسول كما قرأ أخونا الأخ جورج كلسي إن نقد بيت خيمتنا الأرضي فلنا في إلنا إشي فلنا إيه فلنا في السماء بناء من الله غير مصنوع بيد وأبدي يعني خيمتنا هذه الجسد بعد ما بيكبر وبيشيخ وبيجيه الأمراض والعواصف الحياة تنهدم هذه الخيمة، لكن لنا في السماء خيمة أحسن من هيك، مصنوعة بيد، غير مصنوعة بيد لكن أبدية وإلهية. النقد بيت خيمتنا الأرضي، ما بعرف إذا بتتذكروا في ترنيمي بتقول This old house I need no longer. This old house I need no more. I ain't got time to fix the shingle. I ain't got time to fix the floor. I am ready to meet the Lord. And this is sometimes, أحيانا بتكون هذه قصة حياتنا، إنه نحن دائما بنعمر وبنبني إلى آخره في هذه الخيمة، لكن هي زائلة. لكن لنا في السماء، لنا في إشي إلنا بناء خيمة. الرب يسوع المسيح أعطانا، بده يعطينا جسد جديد وحياة جديدة لما بنلتقي معه في السماء. إن ديانة المسيحية ديانة اليقين، نحن نعلم أنه إذا نقض، نحن نعلم، مش ربما أو يجوز أو لعلهم، لكن نحن نعلم. وبولس يقول نحن نعلم، أنا عالم بمن آمنت وموقن أنه قادر أن يحفظ وديعتي إلى ذلك اليوم. وبطرس الرسول يقول مبارك الله أبو ربنا يسوع المسيح الذي حسب رحمته الكثيرة ولدنا ثانية لرجاء حي بقيامة يسوع المسيح من الأموات. إن رجاءنا رجاء حي لأنه مؤسس على يسوع المسيح الحي الذي قام من القبر وأعطانا الحياة الأبدية. هو الذي قال خرافي تسمع صوتي وأنا أعرفها فتتبعني وأنا أعطيها حياة أبدية. من يقدر أن يعطي الحياة الأبدية؟ لكن الرب يسوع المسيح يقول وأنا أعطيها حياة مش وقتية، حياة أبدية ولن تهلك إلى الأبد. كلمات رائعة جدا. يقول الرب يسوع المسيح لما مرثا دعت الرب يسوع المسيح لكي يأتي ويشفي أخوها المريض لعازر، لكن الرب يسوع المسيح تأخر 4 أيام، ولما وصل لهنيك مرثا جاءت إليه معاتبة إياه قائلة له لو كنت هنا لم يمت أخي. قال لها الرب يسوع المسيح سيقوم أخوك. قالت له أنا بعرف أنه بدي يقوم في اليوم الأخير. قال الرب يسوع المسيح أنا هو القيامة والحياة، من آمن بي ولو مات فسيحيا. يا سلام. إن الديانة المسيحية لا تنتهي عند القبر، لكن تبدأ عند القبر. ليس هو ها هنا، لكنه قام وسيقيمنا معه. يقول الرب يسوع المسيح لمرثا أنا هو القيامة والحياة، من آمن بي ولو مات فسيحيا. لكن في سؤال سألها أتؤمنين بهذا؟ هل أنت تؤمن بهذا؟ الرب يسوع المسيح قال جملة حقيقة، لكن هل نؤمن بهذه الكلمات؟ الرب يسوع المسيح بيقول من يسمع كلامي ويؤمن بالذي أرسلني فاديا ومخلصا فله حياة أبدية ولا يأتي إلى دينونة، بل قد انتقل من الموت إلى الحياة. لا يأتي إلى دينونة، بل قد انتقل من الموت إلى الحياة. والسؤال الذي يفرض نفسه أتؤمن بهذا؟ هل نحن نؤمن بهذا؟ فالرسالة إلى العبرانيين يكتب لنا كاتب الرسالة عن إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب ومؤمني العهد القديم هذه الكلمات الرائعة، فيقول بالإيمان مات هؤلاء أجمعون وهم لم ينالوا المواعيد بل نظروها من بعيد وصدقوها، صدقوها وحيوها وأقروا بأنهم غرباء ونزلاء على هذه الأرض. نحن غرباء whether we like it or not، غرباء ونزلاء على هذه الأرض. ما غريب، غريب أنا. لما فرعون يسأل يعقوب أبو الأسباط كم هي سني حياتك، قال له ما قال له سني حياتي، قال له سني غربتي 130 سنة. نحن غرباء ونزلاء على هذه الأرض، عندما نعرف هذه الحقيقة تسهل علينا الأمور لأننا لابد أن نموت، لكن نكون مع المسيح ذلك أفضل جدا. من أجمل هذه الكلمات أن أخونا الراحل القس جورج كتاب من المؤمنين الذين آمنوا بالإيمان مات هؤلاء أجمعون بالإيمان. ففي ناس ماتوا بالإيمان وناس يموتون بلا إيمان، ناس يموتون على رجاء وناس يموتون بلا رجاء، ناس ماتوا في المسيح وأناس يموتون بلا مسيح. فهل عندك هذا الرجاء؟ من أجمل الترانيم اللي أنا سمعتها من زمان كتب واحد اسمه ياسا منصور، بيكتب بيقول يا سائحا نحو السماء تشدد، أنت الحبيب فلا تخف شر العدا، إن انتصارك بالمسيح مؤكد، بل إنني أعددت عندي للمدى لك منزلا في غاية التزيين. قلبي الذي بالأصل كان منجسا بدم المسيح على الصليب تقدس، فعلى الصليب رجاء نفسي تأسس، وبه أظل على المدى متفرسا فيه تفرس شاكر ممنون. حتى متى يدنى الجفا وإلى متى مع كون بعدك يا يسوع موقتا، ومجيئك المحبوب عندي تثبتا، فمتى يقول مبشري ها قد أتى، أهلا وسهلا وسهلا بضياء عيوني. عجل مجيئك مسرعا حالا إلي من غير مهل، غربتي طالت علي، ما راق في عيني بعدك قط شيء، حرمت عيني أن ترى ألاك كي لا تنغوي وبغيها تغويني. وها أنا آتي سريعا بغتة، إياك أن تنسى مجيئي لحظة، بل فانتظره دقيقة فدقيقة حتى تنال مع العروس وليمة هيأتها لجميع من حبوني. فإلى اللقاء يا أخونا الحبيب القس جورج كتاب. لأننا إن كنا نؤمن أن يسوع مات وقام، فكذلك الراقدون بيسوع سيحضرهم الرب معه. لأننا نقول لكم بكلمة الرب، لاحظوا كلمة الرب مش كلمة إنسان، أننا نحن الأحياء الباقين إلى مجيء الرب لا نسبق الراقدين، لأن الرب نفسه بهتاف بصوت رئيس ملائكة وبوق الله سوف ينزل من السماء، والأموات في المسيح سيقومون أولا، ثم نحن الأحياء الباقين سنخطف جميعا معهم في السحب لملاقاة الرب في الهواء، وهكذا نكون مع الرب كل حين. لذلك عجزوا بعضكم بعضا بهذا الكلام، إنه ارتحال أخونا ارتحال مؤقت، فما فينا نقول وداعا يا أخونا الحبيب قس جورج، لكن نقدر أن نقول إلى اللقاء عند قدمي الرب يسوع المسيح على السحاب. خلنا نصلي كلمة. يا ربنا نشكرك من أعماق القلب لأنك أنت الذي قلت بفمك العزيز المبارك، أنا هو القيامة والحياة، من آمن بي ولو مات فسيحيا. شكرا لك أيها الرب الإله من أجل هذه التعزيات التي أنت أعطيتني إياها في كلمة الحياة. نشكرك من أجل الرجاء المبارك أنك أنت ستأتي وتأخذنا على السحاب، وهناك نكون مع الرب كل حين، هناك نلتقي مع أحباءنا ونكون مع الرب كل حين. بارك أيها الرب الإله كل هامة منحني أمامك، وأعطنا نعمة لكي ننظر إليك في كل أمور حياتنا، ونؤمن بموتك النيابي على الصليب من أجلنا وقيامتك ورجاءنا الأكيد الذي لنا في شخصك الكريم المبارك. نصلي أيها الرب الإله بأن تسكب من نعمة من نعم تعزياتك على كل هامة منحني أمامك، واعطينا نعمة حتى نعيش لمجدك طول أيام وربتنا، ولإسمك نهدي الكرامة والمجد إلى الأبد. آمين.
Thank you. One of the favorite hymns for Reverend Kutab was Sineen Tawila Madat, many years have passed and God has cared for me. Rahin Ratil Talimat Sineen Tawila Madat Musawara Ankum fi Kitab Bayna Yadikum. At this time, I will invite Jonathan, who is one of Reverend Kutab's sons, to come and say a word on behalf of his children.
My father did not just give the seven of us children life. He gave us a lot. From the very first day, he passed to us the Christian faith, not as a sociological identity, but as a true faith commitment to be lived every day, for Christ to be sovereign and in charge of all our lives. He gave that to us. He lived a long and rich and full life. He spent all his life really teaching us. He taught us a lot of values. He taught us from the first day again, money isn't everything. He taught us right from wrong, and that it really mattered what was right and what was wrong. He taught us the importance of service to others, sacrifice and service. It was not important what people thought. It was not important what position you reached. It was important what you give for others, what you contribute. We often thought that he was conservative, But he really taught us the meaning of being open to new ideas, of being willing to listen and to change. He taught us the importance of having the courage of one's convictions, the ability to say, I really believe this. My heart, my conscience is clear. I feel I am doing God's will, and it doesn't matter what others think, what others say, what others do, if you're doing the right thing. That liberated us, sometimes far beyond what he would have liked, to really and truly be open to new ideas, to new cultures, to new realities, and to be willing to stand by that, regardless of what others think, what culture, what society, what the world may think. My father was always a teacher. But my father also lived his life fully and completely. He taught us to work hard and to play hard, to go out there and enjoy ourselves, never to sit around and mope and do nothing. He was always doing something, and he was always moving. I've heard many of you remark that when it was time for him to go, he up and left to be with God. Didn't have time to hang around and slowly falter. My father, we will miss him, but he will always be with us. I hope that God will help us to live as he lived and to continue to pass his values, his legacy, to our children and our grandchildren.
At this time, I will ask my brother in Christ, Reverend Rani Abdul-Masih, to join me here. I will ask the congregation to stand, please, and join me in praying together the Lord's Prayer. نصلي معا في هذا الوقت الصلاة الربانية. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant George. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, as sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming, receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen.
Amen. ضمه إلى شركة الملائكة والقديسين وانعم لمن آمن بالمسيح يسوع ربا وإلها وانعم على من آمن بيسوع المسيح مخلصا وانعم على من آمن بيسوع المسيح أنه الطريق والحياة وفتى العالم بدمه الثمين على الصليب أن يكون في حزنك اليوم بين من ودعه في الجسد أن تستقبله أيها الآب القدوس بالروح واشعر لابنك الذي أنت دعوت إليك في هذا اليوم أن يكون بين الملائكة والقديسين وعزي عائلته بالقيام بربنا يسوع المسيح الذي يحيى ويمر معك مع الروح القدس إلها واحدا إلى لحظة الزاهرين آمين. الراحة الأبدية أعطه يا رب
والنور الزائر فضيب له.
We're gonna conclude with count your blessings one by one. But before we conclude with that, I would like to announce to you that after the burial, all are invited to come back to the church to share a meal with the family. And also there will be an open microphone if you like to share anything about Reverend Kotab. There will be an opportunity for you to do that. And it's going to be here at the church in the basement. بعد قيامنا بدفن القس جورج كتاب الجميع مدعوين حتى يكونوا مع العائلة ومشاركة وجبة غذاء وأيضا سوف يكون مايكروفون مفتوح للمشاركة عن أخونا وحبيبنا الراحل القس جورج كتاب فرجاء العودة إلى الكنيسة والمشاركة معنا في هذا الغداء. Count your blessings one by one.